People gathered over the weekend to celebrate Queen Liliuokalani's birthday on the grounds of Iolani Palace. It was here that the queen, back in 1893, decided against taking up arms and fighting the forces seeking to take over her nation.
She knew that violence wasn't the answer because we were up against countries that have the means to violence.
I think in her na'al, in her spirit, she felt that that was the best for her people because she loved her people.
It was absolutely the right thing because ultimately she preserved our right now, today, to demand the return of our country. So by doing so, one, she avoided bloodshed, which was her immediate concern. Secondly, she signaled that she depended on international law, that through diplomacy, that this issue could be settled.
Those are the voices of Helani Sonoropale, TJ Joseph, and Leon Siu. All marked the Queen's birthday at the palace and reflected on Kapu'aloha. The Queen at the time urged the United States to investigate the overthrow. It would issue a report calling for the restoration of the monarchy. Leana Kunoa Wong says this gave the Queen hope that the overthrow would resolve itself, just as it did 50 years before, when Hawaiian sovereignty was restored after a four-month occupation by the British. Leana Kunoa Wong says the Queen took a stand that was just and correct. He says Native Hawaiians are proud of what she did to keep her people safe. Sonoropale says the Queen laid down a foundation for what is now known as Kapu'aloha,
which is a peaceful, nonviolent means for change, for justice for our people. And she set the stage, and you look at our movement, for 127 years, we've been nonviolent.
Siu sees her influence in today's protest on the mountain.
She basically took the spiritual high ground, you know, in this. And by doing so, and by our people today standing on that spiritual high ground, you know, even though the issue on Mauna Kea is not necessarily the claiming of our country, it is our nation arising, the Lahui coming together.
Kanoa Wong says he appreciates the Queen's steadfastness, or onipa'a.
Akela mana onue onipa'a.
That is the lesson we take with us to this day, he says. We need to be steadfast in seeking justice. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Kuvehi Hiraishi.